welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another great the 20th episode, at least with Dakota on. I've been doing this for a couple years now, but the 20th episode of Sports with Carney, featuring Dakota Lamb, special guest Spencer Witt. Spencer, it's not your 20th episode.
No, not even close. Yeah, I'm at like 15, I think, something crazy like that. No, I'm at like 10, I think.
Do I sound quiet? I'm a little bit confused. Oh, there we go. Okay.
Hey.
People keep playing with the knobs. Things keep happening.
Nobody reads the note.
Nobody reads the note in here. I apologize for some technical difficulties, but it is the 20th episode for at least Dakota and myself.
Time flies when you're getting killed in the quiz show.
It is. 13 of those 20, I have come out victorious in the end, which is all that is important.
Which, I don't know how that works. 13, you have 3 and I have
because,
2. Did you not do one?
Points were awarded. Oh, I see what you're saying.
13
no,
wins.
Yeah, there were some weeks that we didn't do it.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, there were. We didn't start the quiz show a couple weeks in, right?
Right.
Yeah. That's fair. I just wondered.
All right, so we got 4 weeks left until the finale. And it was the quiz show finale. But until then, we got a lot to talk about this week. March Madness moving on. Of course, with the Final Four down, we're going to look at our bracket challenge update, which I think is pretty clear who's going to end up winning now.
Well, it depends on what
Virginia
does.
That's not
true,
no.
Yeah.
Have you looked at it yet?
It's you could have a ton of points if Virginia wins.
I thought when Duke got out, it was pretty much you.
No, I'm
still in possession.
Dakota's
first
actually
right
in
now.
First.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but he's up by like 20 points,
I have projected
like 1,000.
Right.
I'm the only
right.
person that can get points
right.
left.
So it all comes down to Virginia.
So Virginia loses.
Virginia is the deciding factor.
Yep.
We'll go more into detail that later. We'll talk about our picks for the national champion, of course, the Final Four games. Moving on, the Pirates, they're 1-2. So through 3 games, we're going to talk about them. The Berg Defenders, 0-2.
Oh, boy.
I got a great story about the Berg Defenders. I'm excited to share.
I'm excited for it as well. I'm excited for that team. I don't know why. I have so much excitement for that team, and I don't know why.
The AAF, our picks, will not be made because it folded.
Rest in peace.
That's hilarious. I just love how it's ended today. Like, it didn't say it terminated today.
It's perfect for us.
I mean, yep. It's great, yeah.
We all finished with a 15-13 record.
I love it.
We all finished one game above 500. Oh, what a great... It's going to come down to a coin flip to see who decides that.
That is true, yeah.
Quiz show, of course, the Penguins, RMU Sports Update, and then we're going to do a draft. We're going to bring that back for... We haven't done one in a while, and we're going to update on Survivor, which is completely related to sports, of course.
Of course, of course.
And that's going to be our show today, but of course, there's one thing we're going to get started with. The biggest thing in the sports world right now, March Madness down to 4! 4 teams left. My Duke Blue Devils, the team I predicted to win, ended up losing yesterday. And I'll start with this. Guys, is that Duke team the greatest team to not make it to the Final Four?
No, Kentucky.
No.
Did that undefeated Kentucky team make the Final Four, or did they get knocked out of the Elite Eight? Because I remember a couple years back when they had...
I think that was
every,
Elite Eight
that was,
when they were really
They lost
really
to Wisconsin,
good, yeah.
I believe. And... They were really good. They were undefeated in the entire year.
They had the top 3 recruits in the class.
Well, yeah, I mean, but again.
3 top 10 picks, 4 first round picks.
Here's my problem with the Duke thing. Yes, they're a good team, but the fact that so many of the stars, specifically Zion, is a freshman, makes it less dramatic, I think, that they got knocked out. I mean, that was a great game against even teams. And when you say that Duke is such a great team that got knocked out early, then you're taking something away from the team that beat them. And I think that all of those games, all those Elite Eight games were just fantastic. And Duke just happened to, you know, in a close game at the end, fall out of it.
By the way, they made it to the Final Four.
They made it to the Final Four? Okay, never mind.
All right. So that
they lost to Wisconsin, I believe, that year, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So, again, I don't know. The best team to not make a Final Four... Can you honestly think of a team better than this Duke team, more talented, to not make a Final Four?
I'm sure there's been one. I think so.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. They weren't perfect. That's the thing, is that team had, you know, they had a couple stumbles throughout. And even in that tournament.
All great teams have stumbles.
Well, yeah. But
even in that tournament, they didn't look good. No,
yeah.
That's the thing. That's the thing that gets me, is the fact that they were so good all year, regular season. And they lost Zion, and they got crushed by North Carolina. It's understandable. They lost to somebody else. Gonzaga they lost to as well.
I mean, you got to remember, they beat UCF by 1 point. Yeah. Like they barely made it out of round of 32.
A nine seed.
So, no, I do not think it is the greatest team to not make the Final Four, because when you can barely get yourself out of the second round, then you've got a problem. They only, in the Sweet 16, they only won by two. So all of these games were very, very close, razor-thin margins that they won by, and it happened that in the Elite Eight, Michigan State beat them by 1 point. So I think they've been asking for it for two rounds before that.
Well, I think that's fair. I think this year teams were very even,
especially
up top.
I think so, too.
I don't know. It's just, it's tough. When you have the top three recruits in the class, two top, possibly the number one and number two pick in the draft, another top 10 pick in the draft, another first round pick potentially in the draft, there's no reason that you should not be in at least the Final Four of the National Championship.
It's kind of funny how we talk about how even the top was, and then at the same time, nobody could take down that top. So do you think that there was like a drop off right after like
people
the
took
three
out down the top.
Well, like, no, I should say like the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight was all 1, 2, 3 seeds and then a five.
Yeah,
right.
The Final Four is a 1, 2, 3, and 5.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but do you think that there wasn't? We didn't see any crazy like, you know, VCU.
No,
or
I don't
crazy
think.
Syracuse,
I don't think.
Like,
I think the top. I think it was. I think the top was very even.
Yes.
I don't think the NCAA as a whole was. I mean, there's always.
But again, yeah, that's what I'm saying, is like there wasn't as much parity as we usually see, because I think the top was just so even.
I mean,
the best player
in college basketball is from Murray State. There was some parity.
Anybody who picked against Murray State that first round, goodness, how could you?
I think that the way that the parity was, and that those upper teams were better, led to a better result for the NCAA, because those Elite Eight games were so good.
I agree.
They were really, really even games.
I'm
going to
be completely honest. I haven't watched a single full game.
You missed a great weekend.
I watched a couple.
I was really busy this past weekend. I did not watch.
I watched all four, and every single one thrilling until the end. You had overtime threats in all four of them, pretty much. The scores: Duke lost to Michigan State 68-67, so two upsets, the one there. In the West, Texas Tech upset Gonzaga 75-69. In the South, Virginia beat Purdue.
I mean, is it really that much of an upset? When does Gonzaga ever actually do anything in the tournament?
And in the Midwest,
Auburn
upset Kentucky 77-71.
Yeah.
So
I mean, again, they're all close
games.
All close.
And I think two of them went to overtime? Two of the four?
I think so, yeah.
So they're great games, and I don't see any reason why the Final Four is going to be any different. I've heard some people saying that because the Elite Eight was so razor neck and neck, that these next games are going to be upsetting in comparison, but
no,
I don't think
I
so.
Disagree.
I think they're
even teams left.
I disagree
100%. Yeah, I think that they're going to be very good games. And, you know, again, because the competition's so even, they're going to be close.
So in our bracket challenge, I have 610 points with nobody left, so that's the max that I can get in first place.
Wow, we really did bad if you win.
We did
awful. I'm sorry, but we did absolutely awful if you win with 610
30%.
Points.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were talking about me. I was about to say, wow, that's
bad. I mean, we still did bad behind you.
If you get 1,000 points in an ESPN bracket challenge, that's a successful year.
Yeah.
And I have the potential.
You
do.
If Virginia
wins
out, you end up with
10. If Dakota wins, yes, it's kind of sad. I will admit. Yeah.
Kind of sad. That's so sad.
My winner was eliminated in what, the second round?
All I'm saying is I'm not guaranteeing anything.
I thought it was the first round.
I don't think so.
Round of 64, wasn't it? Didn't Kansas State lose in the round of 64?
No, they lost the second.
Round of 32? Okay.
All I'm saying is that Logan Carney clowned me the entire time when I was in dead last after, you know,
no,
round of 64, round of 32.
I was right.
The number 13 seed UC Irvine upset.
That's
Kansas
right.
State.
I told
you
in the very
that's
first
right.
round.
That's what you get for not picking a one or a two seed to win.
Somehow he wins the whole thing, though.
He has the potential. I could still win out here. Yeah,
it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. If you just picked anybody else to
yeah,
like,
no kidding.
If you just didn't have
It'd
Kansas
be a runaway.
State, you would have. Yeah. So Final Four predictions: Auburn, Virginia, Texas Tech, Michigan State. What do you guys got? We could do this.
I think Auburn's.
We'll
run
do Final
is gonna...
Four predictions instead of AAF predictions this week to determine who goes first.
Oh,
next week.
I like
that's
it.
Fair.
I like it.
Only two games. Actually, that's not going to help
that's
at
not
all.
It's going to be like almost well, impossible to.
Yeah. Never mind. Never mind. It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
We can do it anyway. I don't care. I mean, why not?
We'll
still
a
make
coin.
The predictions. We'll flip a coin. All right, Auburn, Virginia.
Virginia.
Yeah. Obviously, you got to.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Agreed. I don't think Auburn's going to win again.
They have the power of Charles Barkley. How dare you?
I got Virginia, too. I think after what happened last year, the Virginia team has something to prove.
I will give up.
I think they win the national title now. I've had Duke. I don't know how far. In my one bracket, I had Duke. Not this one that we did. I did two brackets. But in my other, I did Duke over Virginia, I believe.
I had Virginia over Duke.
Oh, no, it was Duke over Houston. Never mind. I don't know where I'm getting Virginia from.
I had two other brackets, and I did significantly worse than those two.
Yikes.
Wow. So, significantly worse than 610.
Rough year, rough year for...
Hey, right, so it could still win this one.
Texas
the
Tech,
one that matters.
Michigan State.
Texas Tech.
Texas
they look
Tech,
good.
Yeah.
Michigan I really State. Like Texas Tech.
I think that's going to be the better of the two games in terms of how close they are. And then I think the championship, Virginia, is just going to
so Virginia. You said so I have Virginia, Michigan State. You guys have Virginia,
Texas
Tech.
Yep.
Champion.
Virginia.
Virginia.
Virginia. All three of us
by
going Virginia.
Shot. I bet they win the championship by 12 points.
You know, you joke about how the other game's going to be closer, but you know Auburn, Virginia is going to go into like three overtimes.
I hope so.
99-98 final score.
I hope for as much excitement as possible in this Final Four because I don't think we're going to get much excitement in the championship.
Oh, boy. Hot take.
You know what? We got a lot of excitement yesterday. Not
Did we, though?
Not really, actually.
Okay.
Not really.
Oh, my
gosh. Opening day, the Pirates are back in the Berg. 1-2 through three games. They're off today, but they will play tomorrow night and for the first Buck night of the season. When I start, this sounds like one of those commercials right now with the music in the background
yeah.
and everything.
Come on to PNC Park for Buck Night.
Free shirt Friday. All fans receive a free...
Bring your dog to the park.
Pup Night.
I hate Pup Night. Pup Night's the worst invention.
Bad take. That's a bad take.
Are you
that
kidding me? Are you
take.
Kidding me? Why bring your dog to a baseball game? What's the
why,
point?
Why can't they enjoy it?
What, you think a dog is going to sit there and watch
they
a
sit
game?
There and they watch every
what's,
game on TV and they want the opportunity to go to the ballpark like everybody
what's
else.
More, what is more American than sitting there with your yes. dog, have a hot dog, a cold beer, watching a baseball game?
Here's the thing
game.
I hate about that place. You ever gone to Pup Night? You're not allowed
yeah.
to like go over to the dogs
no,
unless,
it's a
you have,
safety issue.
Unless you have... That's stupid. I don't
dog
like that.
Dog bites one person,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden
liability.
There are more
there's
pup
other, there's other. There's 30 other dogs there, too, with people. What's the difference if you throw another human in there?
I could never do it with my dogs because they're terrified of fireworks. And so
yes,
if there's a home
my
run,
dog is terrified
they'd be gone.
Of fireworks,
they'd
too.
They'd be swimming in the river.
All right, guys, so a lot to talk about yesterday. First of all, the game last. Did we have the official game time
I'll
on that?
Pull
was
it up,
5 hours?
When I got out of work at 5 o'clock, the shock that the game
I
was
there.
Still on the
I
radio.
I was there.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I went to the game.
Brutal.
Yeah, yeah. You saw me on my Snapchat story at Snapchat on Spencer_Witt. If anybody wanted to add
wow.
that. Yeah,
wow.
I was there.
Nice plug.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you. It was that was. Easily
I don't want to hurt your feelings, Spencer. But the people that watch or listen to this show are probably the two followers that you have on
already
Snapchat.
On Snapchat. Yeah, that's fair. That's
the thing
fair.
About opening day is, I think I went 2015 through 2017. That it's the worst Pirates crowd of the year.
Yes,
it's like 80% of those people are there because I go to opening day every year, and that's their only reason.
Yeah.
They don't watch another game
agree.
The rest of the
agree.
Season.
100%. No, I agree. 100%.
It's a terrible crowd. And it's
just,
usually very cold.
I'm already fed up with Pirates fans. Honest to God, you lose one game the fourth,
oh, then you're not gonna like
third
my
game
opinions.
Of the season.
You're not going to like my opinions then.
I didn't like how they played. That's one thing. But the fact that everybody just immediately just
we are in the
over,
we are
like
in
that.
The overreaction part of the year. You can't I've said it every year to every team. You cannot accurately judge a team or a player in baseball to after May.
Yeah, Baltimore.
Here's
hey,
my problem with that.
Winner. Hey, do you know who's leading the AL East right now? Anybody?
I,
real quick.
Standings are irrelevant.
Baltimore Orioles.
I don't care.
Baltimore.
I don't care
Baltimore.
About that. What I care about is every game counts the same. Whether you lose in brutal fashion 6-5 to the Cardinals on your home opener, or you lose to them 6-5
I'm not saying
the
game,
end of
I'm,
September.
I'm not saying the game,
was worthless. I'm not
saying
that
I'm not
at all.
Saying the game wasn't worthless because if you go back to 2015 when they blew three early games to the Cardinals and then they missed out on winning the division by two games, of course.
There's
of course.
Your reason.
I'm
yeah.
not going to sit here and say that, but to you know the people that are saying, oh, this team is not going to be sniffing the playoffs – you know, this game
no,
doesn't
yes,
even matter
agreed.
Because there's a complete
I agree
overreaction.
That's overreaction now. But I do think you can read into, like, what is wrong with Vasquez. We've seen him twice now. And
yeah,
after a long sample size in spring training, there's
well,
something
again,
wrong.
Again, the
there.
First time, closer, non save situation, they never work out. That's I've not. I don't know if I've won. And last year, he struggled to start the year, too. I'm not concerned over two outings.
Let's talk about Vasquez for a second. Why my bigger problem, and I think a lot of the questions that I have here in the rundown are Clint Hurdle related.
Yeah.
Why in the world is he pitching in a 5-0 lead on Sunday? And that cost you yesterday because now he's unavailable to go in the eighth and ninth inning and shut down that game, which he was bad, so he may not have done anyway. But the point
is,
he went two innings a lot last season, and in the third game of the year, you have written that off as a possibility because you used him in a pointless situation on Sunday.
Here's my guess.
I agree.
Play Friday, or you play Sunday. If you have to play Monday, that's fine. He gets the day off Tuesday. That's the only thing I can think of. Like, obviously, because everybody gets it.
I agree to both of those points.
But
I think
that's my
they also didn't have a game. They also had a game canceled.
That's my mindset.
I agree to both of those.
But the excuse the Hurdle gave is we had to get him work. It's the third day of the season. That's ridiculous. He does not need to go out and work. Just have him throw a couple pitches after.
That's why he needs work, because maybe he can be rusty to start the year. You don't want him rusty to start the year.
If you're rusty after 4 days, I don't get it.
I don't know.
He was a lights out.
Can we just talk
training.
About how bizarre that game was? Did you guys like look
Four
over
hours
like, everything?
4 hours and 15 minutes.
4 hours and 15 minutes. I'm just gonna go over some of the stats.
Carapaza got knocked
quick.
Out.
Hey, oh my gosh! I didn't even know. Nobody in this crowd knew what was going on at that point until like, cause like you didn't even see him leave. I didn't see him leave. I was a bunch of fans around us are asking like, what's going on? What happened? We're just sitting there doing the YMCA for like 5 minutes. I'm not even joking with you. Everybody's like, what's going on? And then they're down an umpire. And then Carpenter gets ejected for arguing a call, which
that,
was awful. He checks swings, and he probably went. And the third base umpire called him. He said he went. And he looks over and points at him. He goes, you suck. That's exactly – you can read the lips of him. He says, you suck. And so the home plate umpire throws him
Good,
out.
As he should.
So now Yadier Molina, who has been playing since Vietnam, is playing third base for the first time ever. He's cheating up on J.B. Shuck. He is in the face of J.B. Shuck, the next batter, waiting for that bunt, and they don't like try and slap the ball by him. There were 17 strikeouts for the Pirates. The Pirates struck out 17.
There's so much to get angry about.
17 batters. The Cardinals walked 8 people. The Pirates also walked 8. I mean, this game was just so bizarre. Just
I did not see that. 17 strikeouts.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
17 strikeouts. Somebody had like a bunch. I'm guessing it was Archer. Excuse me.
Yeah. The thing was, just watching the box scores come into my phone.
Yeah.
I thought Archer was not pitching well because of the pitch count but at the end of the day, the stat line's good. It was a good start, I think.
He was pitching well. 8 strikeouts, 2 hits. That's it. 5 innings. I don't know why he didn't go to 6th. They had no issues.
It was pitch count. It had to.
Yeah, that's the thing. They brought in J.B. Shuck, or they brought in Cal Crick, who did well. Inning pitch, 2 strikeouts, got through them, and then they bring in Richard Rodriguez, who, oh gosh,
that's another. We can
talk
about that.
Oh gosh, Richard Rodriguez, and he gives up a home run to Colton Wong, and you're like, okay, everything's fine. Gonzalez had an error on a ball that he, when you're there because you're there for your glove, it's a struggle.
Archer, 99 pitches. 60 of them were strikes.
Yeah.
Good. I mean, good. But what's not good is 99 pitches in 5
innings. Again, he walked 3. And it was crazy because Wainwright walked like the first five guys or some crazy stat like that.
I think you could be mad about how inefficient he was, but as a whole, coming off of how low the expectations, like how bad he was last
year.
Is that
really inefficient?
99 pitches in 5 innings.
When you have that many strikeouts and you could shut out, there's no reason that if he leaves in the 6th with a 4-run lead that the team should lose.
Absolutely, I agree with that 100%.
So
I think
nitpicking Archer's start is the wrong thing to nitpick.
No, I agree.
It's
there's
no
the bullpen
he
has how the
no,
bullpen was
he has
managed.
No reason to be no reason to be his fault or anything like that.
I saw a certain fan worker on Twitter was complaining about was saying that was a big reason as to why they lost. It's not a reason why they lost. Now
Archer was a big reason.
Yes,
that's
only
terrible.
Going 5
that
innings.
That is the worst.
Terrible take.
Imagine being paid to say that.
So honestly, like yes, I think if this is a consistent issue, he can't make it past the 5th inning or make it to the 6th inning. Then yes, but am I going to say one start when he had when he left them with a 4-run lead in the 6th inning?
Yeah.
Is a sign of bad things to come?
And again,
no,
it's so early. You know,
it is.
Somebody, Zach Greinke got shelled a couple days ago. Gave up like 4.
Look
home
at Wainwright.
Runs.
He was awful.
Wainwright's 90 years old.
Well,
I had
Lucas
no idea.
Giolito almost threw a no hitter, and he struggled last year.
Yeah, I mean, you can't base anything off of one game.
No.
No.
Real quick side note. Then back to the Pirates.
Well, Wayne Wright, by the way, Wayne Wright's also not the pitcher he once was.
Right.
No,
no,
not at all. I was shocked he's still a starter.
That no-hitter opportunity. What kills me about the MLB is when they send out the push notification for the no-hitter watch after the fifth inning. Like, it's not that hard in this day of the MLB to get a no-hitter through five innings.
I don't...
Here's like, at least wait until
you ever heard?
After.
You ever heard?
It's a very heavily offensive league now.
You ever heard the story about how they jinx it all? They always, like, they're the ones that jinx it?
Yeah.
If I had, like, the time and the effort, I would create a Twitter account that says after every, like, one inning, somebody has a no-hitter. So I'd be like, Blah blah has a no-hitter after one. Blah blah has a no-hitter after two. Like, every time you would tweet, if somebody still has a no-hitter.
I found a great account yesterday that tracks every umpire's calls and if they're reviewed.
Really?
And then if it gets overturned or not. And they give every umpire a score of how accurate they are with their calls. That's pretty cool. Back to the Pirates. Why is the bullpen so bad?
They're they have a new name, right? Don't they have something? The Wolf Pack?
Yes.
They're looking like like some puppies out there. I don't know.
Boo.
I'll be here all week.
So the way that this went,
I'm not worried about the bullpen.
I'm not worried, but I'm not happy.
Archer was relieved in the sixth inning by last year's seventh inning guy, Kyle Krick, who was perfect.
I thought he was great. He was arguably the best pitcher that entire game.
And so that leads the question, why was he used in the sixth?
Don't ask me questions like that. I don't know.
I was manager yesterday, I would have put Liriano on the mound in the sixth inning. You have a 4-run lead. If things turn bad, then you turn to your bullpen guys that you would usually go to.
Because he needed work, Dakota.
When it's 4-0, you should not be putting in the save situation, pull out all the guns on the home opener,
I agree.
Instead, Liriano gets used against one batter yesterday as a lefty specialist when he is not – no one has said that was going to be his role on this team. He was to be the long reliever alongside Stephen Brault. He gets used against one batter as a lefty specialist. Doesn't go well. What is going on with this bullpen? Why is it being managed this way?
I don't know anymore, honestly.
I think the bullpen will be fine. I'm not too concerned with anybody on the pitching staff in particular. The offense does worry me. Josh Bell needs to step up. You have it in here. 2-for-10 so far. No home runs. That's something that's a big area where if he steps up, then this team obviously gets a big improvement. But again, it's only 3 games. I think really, like, we're breaking down all this stuff. I think it's a bit of an overreaction.
But after only 3 games, it's only been 3 games, and Gonzalez already has an error.
Supposed to be this world-renowned defensive player.
Did you see his base running error too, or his mistake? I've had enough of Gonzalez after 3 games. I can't watch.
So Archer drops down a bunt, and Gonzalez is on first. He got a base hit. He runs the second. You know,
Gonzalez two for 13, so even worse than Bell. He's had 3 more at bats than Bell, and he's the same hits, 2-for-13.
He gets to second, and then he starts running to third on a bunt. And I'm like, you can't take 2 bases on a bunt. It doesn't happen.
I know we've talked about this, and Logan disagrees, but I'm putting Jung Ho Gung at short. I don't care how bad he is at fielding there. He's going to be better than Gonzalez, certainly with the bat. And you've got to get Moran in the
lineup.
I'm not saying I disagree.
I'm just saying there's a zero chance of that happening.
Well, how would that be worse than Gonzalez?
I'm just saying there's zero chance of it happening. The Pirates have no interest in putting him at shortstop.
And I don't understand it. And I don't understand why Josh Bell is still at first base when he grew up in the system as a right fielder.
Well, that's just more of his development. They should have developed him as a first baseman all from the beginning. All right. Malik is here for the quiz show, as you can tell by the music. So, Malik, what is our topic for this week?
No intro this week. Interesting. I always look forward to the Arctic Monkeys.
What?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
We haven't done Arctic Monkeys in a while.
Malik.
Maybe we'll bring it back for the finale.
I don't think I was
Logan,
here at
think,
all when that happened.
I think
so.
You do have to the pause first couple the music, episodes. Though, for a second. We have to pay our respects.
Oh, that's right, because we got to announce
some breaking
who gets to
news
go first.
For the final time. We lost a loved one today. The AAF is dead. And I told you so.
I love it.
In memoriam. So let this be of a record. So for all the other leagues out there, Vince McMahon, is for your league coming up. In America, nobody cares about anything but the top dogs. You will never beat the NFL. You will never become a supplement to the NFL.
There only is the NFL. Rest in peace, AAF.
Got to get your AAF gear now. I'm telling you, it's going to be worth money.
Is it on sale yet?
No, I don't think it'll be on sale. I think it's just going to stay at the right same price.
What are you talking about? They're going to do the same thing that they do with it. It's going to go to the same place, like just like the 2009 or Super Bowl 45
Send
champion Pittsburgh Steelers shirts. It's going straight to Africa.
Oh, gosh.
All right,
with the 2018 ACC football champion Pittsburgh Panthers shirt. Let's go into Africa.
For the final time, week 8 results from the AAF. Orlando versus Memphis. Orlando won. We all got that correct. San Diego versus Salt Lake. San Diego lost. I got that correct. Atlanta versus Birmingham. Birmingham won. Logan and Spencer got that. And then Arizona versus San Antonio. Arizona won. Spencer and I got that. Spencer and I tied. Who has a coin? Tiebreaker.
I got it.
We'll use Malik's ID.
Hold on,
card.
Ready? Dakota, you get to pick.
No, just pick a number between 1 through 5. Just do number 3, 1 through 5.
I just flipped a coin. Why would we do it?
I hate you.
There are coin flips.
Are you really logging into a computer for a coin flip? Okay, you know what?
Well, you know what? No, because this will be an asterisk if one of us wins and not you, so it doesn't matter.
I can't get to first place regardless.
No, because you'll base it on the questions and how they were given and the
How's
you know,
that
how
coin
easy
coming,
they are.
Malik?
I'm thinking of a number 1 to 5.
It's coming up.
No, he's got it right here. Wow. All right.
Who's calling?
You can call it. I'll let you call
so long.
It.
Right. Oh, gosh.
Heads.
See, I don't even know why we do that. I'm just going to win anyway.
You're right.
It was tails.
Let us
tails.
Have our fun.
I want to go first.
All right.
And?
This order.
Okay.
All right. So it goes Spencer.
So clockwise in order
that's,
of Malik.
That's great for the audience at home that can see what we're doing.
Okay,
we're
the
sitting.
Audience doesn't care. All right, so it's me and then Dakota
audience?
And then Logan.
All right, so.
Logan, all your relatives don't count as our audience members.
Question one.
Wait, what's the theme?
Oh, the theme this week is March Madness.
Oh!
We finally got March Madness trivia again.
I'm still going to be terrible.
I can't wait for the 1931 March final, and I'm going to not know it. All right, go ahead.
All right, first question. This university won the original 1939.
Oh my God!
You called it.
Oh my gosh! 1939. God. I'm gonna go UCLA.
False.
Harvard. I don't know who it is.
Not true.
It's got to be an Ivy League or a military academy. I know Army has never made it, so they're out. You said Harvard. Harvard is wrong. It's got to be because that's who was good back then.
Right.
Yeah,
what I was thinking.
I mean, there's another one I have in my head, but if you don't guess it, I just want to say it if it's not true. Right.
Yale.
Nope.
Is it Penn?
It's the University of Oregon.
Oh.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, I was in the West.
Did anyone live in Oregon in 1939?
Apparently a couple basketball
Oregon Trail,
players.
You know?
Wow, that's
They
wow.
rode that wagon all the way to Madison Square Garden.
All right, question number 2.
The other team died of dysentery.
Dakota with the hard question again.
Thanks.
In 1950, this now D3 school in New York won both the NIT and the NCAA in the same year. They're the only school to do this.
What?
Yeah, back then the NIT was worth more than the normal NCAA tournament.
While you do this, I'm gonna go get another pen because this pen is not good.
Okay.
Well, how are we gonna know if it's?
He's walking right over there.
Over where our audience?
I hate you. I'm talking directly to you, not the audience.
He said that it's a hard question, which makes me think it's not a big school, but.
It's a D3 school.
Oh right, right. Man, that's a problem.
ITT Tech.
Albany.
No.
They're D1.
Yeah.
New York College.
I think that's...
that's right,
is it
right?
Is it NYC? Is that what the name word is?
City College of New York.
No, that doesn't
no, that's
count.
Not it. That's
Come
not
on.
It. That's not the same school.
No.
I think that is the same school.
Well,
no.
It could have just got renamed.
No.
What if it's renamed? I'm going to look it up.
Look it up real quick.
I'm going to look it up.
I think it is, though.
He took a total shot in the dark and just said New York College, hoping it was a skull. And now that cannot count.
Is that what it is now?
City College of New York is right there. First
no,
one.
It was never New York College. It's the City College of New York.
Oh, you don't know that.
It's different. It would say NYC.
If you had said New York City College, I would give it to you, but you just said New York.
New York City College. There, see right there.
Fine. Question three. I will concede this one.
It's not the same school. That's
but
why.
If I lose, it's an asterisk.
We know.
Okay. Dakota's up, or Logan's up anyway. Though.
I will concede this one. Upon further review,
let me guess what question three is going to be. Here's my guess.
Who won
the NCAA men's basketball tournament has this nickname.
Let me guess. Who won last year's tournament?
This is the most points scored in a single game in the NCAA.
Total or by a team?
By one person.
By one person?
Oh.
Yes.
In a tournament?
Yes, in a tournament game.
Oh, okay.
In a single tournament game.
I have to get it exactly? All right. I don't know. 60.
No.
I'm going to say 58.
Nope.
46.
Logan was the closest. The answer is 61.
Wow.
I would have been.
That's impressive.
That one free throw, whoever it was, hit. I'm so happy.
Wow. All
right. On to round two.
Yep.
Still 0-0.
That's okay. Well, Good, even game. I like that.
0-0 asterisk.
That's what I want. That's what I want.
There's an asterisk next to my zero, of course.
Spencer.
So always
your life is an asterisk, Logan.
This is the lowest. What is the lowest seed to make it to the final four?
12 seed.
Great question.
No.
Eleven
is correct.
Dang
Dakota's
it!
In the lead.
It was George. I think it was George Mason.
VCU.
Yeah. VCU. George Mason. Syracuse make it as an 11, I think, or something
crazy. Last year.
Something high. 2 years
Syracuse
ago, I think it was. Yeah.
I thought it was
12. Was 11. Oh, good job, Dakota.
Thank you.
Dakota, now in the lead.
Wow.
I could take my biggest lead of my
this
quiz
is
show
so
career.
Weird. I hope he wins so that you could never come back because we only got three shows left after this.
Well,
I wouldn't clinch yet.
Are we doing March Madness as a game show win or no? Quiz show win or no?
No.
Okay.
It's not a quiz show.
Yes.
Why would, it's not
we
a quiz
agreed
show.
To that, but we agreed to that.
We
that's worth the point.
It, but
it's ridiculous. Asterisk next to that. That's an asterisk next to
it
that. It's not
incentive.
A quiz show.
Shouldn't have agreed to it then. Okay.
Maybe you shouldn't be in last.
I'm ready.
This collegiate broadcaster is the only coach to win both the NCAA tournament and the NBA tournament as a coach.
Wow. And he's now a commentator, and he's a coach.
Or
he was a coach.
Now he's a collegiate broadcaster.
Collegiate broadcaster. I have no idea.
I don't know.
I don't know. I can't think of any college broadcasters that I know of that have coached. I'm out of time.
Yeah, I'm going to say guess and shot in the dark. But I think it's definitely 100% wrong. Dick Vitale.
Nope.
Yeah. I can't think of it.
Who's the big tall guy who goes, who's like who wears he wears like tie-dye stuff? Big tall guy. He does Pac games a lot, Pac-12. I don't know what his name is. Bill Walton.
Nope. Larry Brown, coach of the Detroit Pistons.
Larry Brown.
How about that?
I wouldn't have ever gotten that.
That's a great question.
That's a tough question.
Won the NCAA tournament, won the NBA championship,
and
is a commentator.
Yep.
Interesting. All right.
All right. Logan, the University of Kansas has the longest streak of making the NCAA tournament. How long is the streak?
Well, they just lost the
they
first.
Just made it.
They just lost. The Big 12 for the first time in 12 years,
12
I think.
12 years, yeah.
13 years. So I'm going to say 13.
No.
Shoot.
I'm going to say.
That's be longer than
I think
that,
they then. Still made the tournament, even though they didn't win it. Even when they didn't win the Big 12. I'm just going to I'm going to go like 16 years.
Nope.
17.
29 years.
Wow.
Wow. That's consistent. That's consistent.
1990.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
Guess who's the only one going to the list question with a point?
I'm happy for you. I really am.
Dakota didn't think you would get this far. this week.
I don't think anybody did.
This is frustrating.
Come on.
Oh my goodness. I hate to be in that situation every single week.
For the past 11 weeks. How do you think we
And it's not like Dakota stuffs it in our face either. All right, go ahead.
These three people have won the tournament as both a player and a coach.
Three? We gotta name three people.
Spencer's first.
Oh gosh.
There's only three.
I mean, yeah, that's fair. Let's see, he's a player and a coach.
Were they head coach?
Don't have that information. I imagine, assume so, but I don't have that information.
I think that's probably what I would have guessed. Yeah. That's my guess. I don't even know. I'm gonna go Jim Boeheim.
No.
As a what? As a coach and a what?
Coach and a player.
Oh, what's his name?
I got a couple ideas.
Calipari.
Nope.
No, he didn't win it as a player. He went to like Fordham.
Well, Capel won it as an assistant coach and a player. Because I believe he won with Duke when he was a player. So if the list also includes assistant coaches, but there's only three, so I don't think it does include assistants. Yeah. So Capel's not right. Then, no, because Pitt's never won it, so Sean Miller's out. I don't think Sean Miller's ever won it.
He didn't win in Arizona either.
Yeah, I don't think he's won it as a coach either. Don't look at his computer screen.
He's not looking up the answers anyway.
Little cheater. He's not That's even definitely
up,
an ashtray.
He's not even looking up the answers. And first off, I don't even have a point.
If he gets the next one right, then there's an ashtray.
I'm trying to think. Who's a great coach? Oh, what's his name? Oh, gosh. The guy from UConn that just got canned last year. But what's his name? What is his name? Oh, gosh, this is going to kill me. I can't think of his name. I have a really bad headache right now. Dakota, you're probably going to win this one.
I don't think I'm going to get another one right.
I don't think I'm going to get
I know one. His name, but I don't think I'm going to guess him.
I mean, that's dumb, but all right.
I got a different guess, so.
Yeah, I don't know who would have won it as a player and a coach. I don't know. I don't know. You say Calipari, right?
Yeah.
No. Bill Self.
Bill Self is not an answer.
It's Jay Wright.
Jay Wright is also not an answer.
My head hurts. I'm definitely not going to be able to think of this guy's name, but I definitely think that's an answer.
Okay, I'm going to guess it next. I'm going to guess it next then, yeah.
Go ahead and guess it.
Well, no, I'm not up. Fair is fair.
Did Coach K play in college?
Krzyzewski?
Yeah.
I actually can.
No, he played at Army.
He played at Army, and they've never made it.
They've never made it. Because he played under what's his name? The guy he passed for all time winning coach.
Oh,
they both coached at Army.
Yeah, I don't know who that is though.
The guy from Wisconsin, or not Wisconsin? Why is his name escaping me? This is how bad my headache is. These names should not be.
I can't believe Boeheim wasn't on the list.
I don't think Boeheim was. He went as a player.
I have no idea. I don't know. Pass.
I don't know.
I am going to guess him, though, Logan, if you don't know his name.
I can't think of it.
We'll be in a real bad spot if that's a correct answer.
That is.
It's definitely a correct answer. Malik's smiling. It's definitely the guy from UConn.
I have it pulled up.
He has no emotion.
I have no idea.
Oh, my gosh.
I've checked my March Madness bracket. I don't care about March Madness anymore.
You're out.
Yeah, you're not going to win. But you were up for a while.
Yep.
I don't know. Pass.
Jim Calhoun?
No.
That's not who I'm thinking of. That's not.
From UConn? That's who that is.
No, it's not. It's not Jim Calhoun.
Well, that was who you, was UConn.
That's not who I'm thinking of, though.
Well, then you thought of the wrong person.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel in terms of college coaches that I can name.
Oh, I know one. I know one. Well, I'm going to guess. I know a name I can guess.
Yeah, that's definitely not who I'm thinking of. I'm not thinking of him. I'm thinking of the other UConn coach. Calhoun just got the job. It's the one that he got fired.
Patino?
Patino's not an answer.
Rick Pitino, not a bad guess.
Actually, wait.
Yeah, Jim Calhoun was the one who was just who's when been there for years.
Then who am I thinking of? I'm thinking of the guy from Villanova? No.
I just answered that, Jay Wright. I already answered that.
Then
before.
Who am I thinking of? I don't want to look it up cuz I don't want to get that right. Cuz
what's the procedure whenever Spencer gets the next one correct?
I'm not going to get it correct. I'm not going
to. I thought you know it.
I'm going to guess. No, I know a coach that I really want to guess.
It's not Jim Calhoun's not the player I'm thinking of. Not the guy I'm thinking of.
You kept saying UConn, so I was thinking of that guy who was from UConn.
I'm going to throw in the towel. I can't think of anybody.
Is Tom Izzo on there?
Tom Izzo is not on the list.
That's Michigan State's coach.
Is that it?
The guy
Roy Williams.
Hold on. Can I? This isn't my guess because I'm going to look up.
Can I get one more guess?
I'm going to see this.
Give everybody one more guess.
We're at three strikes, though, but. Feel free to
Bill Self.
Feel free to
that's Self it. An Gosh,
not an answer.
That's
anymore.
The name.
So we did not get
anyway.
Any of the three.
I already said Bill Self.
No.
Kevin Ollie.
Kevin Ollie's not an answer.
That was the guy who I was thinking of.
That's who the guy got the job.
All right, Malik.
That's no. He right. replaced Calhoun.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I thought you were talking about the guy before that.
No,
I thought you were talking about Calhoun.
Kevin Ollie just got. Kevin Ollie was fired last year.
Oh, well, I thought you were talking
Calhoun
about Calhoun.
Calhoun
was there for years.
He's been gone for like 6 years.
Yeah, well, he was there when he won a championship.
So was Kevin Ollie.
They
won 2014. Yeah, 2014.
I know. I thought Calhoun was still there.
No, Calhoun's last was 2011.
Who are they?
These men are Bob Knight, Joe Paul, and Dean Smith.
Bob Knight was the one that coached Coach K.
Did he really?
Yeah, at Army.
Wow, I had that in my head, but I didn't think it was him.
Knight played on the 1968
I should have guessed Bob
Ohio
Knight.
State team before he became the coach at Indiana University.
I knew that.
Both played and served as head coach for the University of Kentucky, while Smith won as a student at the University of Kansas and as a coach of University of North Carolina. The only three to do
wow.
it.
Wow.
That's crazy.
And that means...
That means...
Dakota Lamb.
Dakota Lamb.
One nothing shutout victory. Man, it has been months since I've been in this
We
position.
Never changed the music from Jeopardy, but Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, by the way, for the...
It wasn't in this. Dakota
my
messed
fault,
up.
My
so.
Fault.
That's an asterisk, then. That's an asterisk.
It is an
no
asterisk.
No music. No proper music.
I'm just frustrated because I knew Bob Knight, but...
I think we all knew Bob Knight. It's just nobody could think to say it. Malik, thank you for those great questions. Thank you for allowing me this rare opportunity to celebrate a victory.
There's an asterisk next to
Imagine
it.
Imagine if Virginia loses. I'll get two wins this week.
I'm going to be done then, probably.
You would have to win out.
Yep. Well, I need Virginia to win.
You would have to win out. We'd be tied with five wins each, and then
oh
we'd have
my
to
goodness.
Figure out what the tiebreaker would be. I think obviously
AF
it would have
picks.
To be a... No, it'd have to be a... Yeah, that's also tied. So we'd have to go to the second tiebreaker, which is obviously a coin flip.
The easiest
it's,
way,
it's
the fastest
the most
way.
Fair
way.
It's
the
Logan's been telling us
get,
for weeks. It's the only fair way to do it.
I love it.
This is ridiculous.
I love it.
I demand a recount. I demand new questions.
That made me so happy. Thank you.
The
Malik.
Worst part is you missed that one question by one.
Yeah,
if you had said
the 61.
And I know who Bob Knight was.
Yeah.
So
we
I should
all know who Bob Knight. Know who Bob
Just
Knight
saying, there's
You're
an asterisk.
You're not the only person that watches sports in
asterisk,
this room. Don't worry.
Asterisk. My winning streak is just over.
It's over. We never even calculated how long it was. Rest
Too long. That's the answer.
That's right. That's correct.
I think this is the second. No, this sort of. This is just the third show of the semester.
Yeah, that you've lost.
Because you won.
I won two.
Yeah,
no,
but I wasn't in
one.
The one. But I wasn't in that one. So this will only be the ones we played. This is only the second show of the semester that I've lost.
This
you
is
beat
my
me
time.
Once and he
this
beat
is
you
my
once.
Time.
This is Dakota's time to shine. One shining moment for Dakota.
This is like when Kentucky, when they went undefeated and lost.
Well, Malik, we've got three left. Three episodes of the quiz show left until the grand finale.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's three left, and then we have the big hour-long quiz show.
Well, you know what that music Looking means, though, real quick.
Yeah, moving on. Thanks, Malik.
Speaking of Malik, it's the Berg Defenders.
Is this the benefactor?
This is the benefactor.
Important news on that front. What do we got? Malik, you want to announce it?
Yeah, that's actually...
I'm actually going to be the fourth chair on Sports with Carney from now on.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Better takes than Logan Carney.
No. RMU Radio, we will be at the Berg Defenders home games broadcasting.
Well, it doesn't sound like we'll be able to do this week. And guys, I can't do next week either.
I thought you were covering this team, aren't you? Or supposed to be?
I don't even have access to the website yet, so I'm not really.
There is a room right across the hall from where we're sitting full of sports announcers. Maybe there's someone in that room that would like to do it with you.
I'll gladly do it. Yeah, we're not doing this weekend, I don't think. I mean, because there's nobody that's been... Well, unless...
If
do you want to go?
You two want to go?
I will not be in a different state.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even think... I don't know anything about the equipment. I don't know anything about... Because Malik won't be there either.
Malik?
So.
Oh, Malik's gone, too.
That's what I'm saying. At night.
Seven,
I think, yeah.
Yeah, I won't make it.
Yeah. We'll try next week.
Actually, yeah, it's 7. I could do next weekend.
They've got like several more games.
My Berg Defenders story is today in the office, walk into a conversation, people just talking about the Berg Defenders.
Really?
Unprompted for
that's,
me.
That's incredible.
So they're catching on.
Yeah.
Supposedly. Tell us about this broadcast from last week.
Well, I showed Malik the video, the Facebook Live video, and I don't know if you've seen it yet or
I
not.
I haven't.
Okay.
No.
So it's they just did a Facebook Live. Somebody just held their cell phone up against the glass and videotaped the entire game. All good broadcasts do. And it's kind of it's interesting. The people who were doing it, no disrespect to the people around them, they really did not know football for some reason. I don't know why, but it was just hilarious how they played the New England. This is the video, by the way. This is what it is. So that's just. That's the game.
It's not the worst.
No, I mean.
Now, wait a minute.
What's the problem?
That is not the Princescape Arena. That's the field house in South Point.
Well, they probably got demoted to South Point. They probably got demoted there.
Okay, now I'm confused about the leaving the island.
They probably got demoted there. There's no lines.
There's no seating at the South Point
field house. Yeah, there's no seating there. There's no lines. You have to kind of stand up at the top glass and just look over, you know, so that's rough for the seating.
A few football practices in that venue and not suited for an actual game.
I don't know what's going on other than they lost this past weekend. The only reason I found out that they lost was because I went on their Facebook. They had nothing on it. So I went on New England Bobcats Facebook, who they played, and it said, not bad for our first game, although I wanted 100 points out first game. That's the official post from the New England Bobcats' Facebook.
Very good. I like it.
It didn't even mention the score until somebody responded to them, what was the score? And it was 68-30. So they got 30 points out of it, which is more, improvement
from last week
when they lost 95-18. But yeah, they're still not playing at a place that has seats. Their uniforms are practice jerseys. And the talent pool is tough, but
you know
I'm
what?
Rooting for them the entire way. I really
don't,
am.
Don't hate them because you ain't them,
don't,
Spencer.
Don't count. I'm not counting them out yet. I am 100% in for this.
You know what's another team that we have counted out in the past that we shouldn't have?
Very nice segue.
Nice segue right there.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to break it up for 1 second, though, to say
sorry,
if
the
you're
music
interested
hasn't started
in
yet.
Another
there
alternative football team in Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Passion kick off their season
really?
Saturday
wow.
at West Allegheny High School.
I didn't know they played there.
They played. Yes.
I thought they played it here, actually. I thought they played up in Moon. I'm not going to lie.
I think that was a question. Oh, no. We did the Riverhounds.
That was the Riverhounds. I thought that they played here.
No, the Passion have been around, though.
Okay.
But this music is the Penguins, and their season is coming to an end as some other teams' seasons are starting. The Penguins have 3 games left. They play tonight at 7:30 at Detroit. Then they play Thursday home against Detroit, which raises a lot of questions about the NHL scheduling, I believe. And the final game of the season, Saturday at home against the New York Rangers. They are 3rd place in the Metropolitan Division, 2 points back of 2nd place. So with the win tonight, they could be tied for 2nd in the Metro. They're 5 back of 1st, so it would take a mini collapse from the Capitals to give up that 1st place spot. They're 4 points up on a wild card spot, so they'd have to lose 2 of their 3 games left in regulation to fall to a wild card spot.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, again, we said it last week, I'll say it again, I was concerned with them at the end of the year, but they have pulled it through. But
like
the
they
NHL,
always do.
The NHL, honestly, is the – nobody's really talking about how close that points race is. They're
just
still
in the
just
Metro,
like,
though. I mean
– even in general. I
well,
the
Lightning are way ahead.
Okay, the Lightning are cruising and
– light years ahead, you might say.
And the Calgary Flames clinched the Pacific – or the West Coast – Western Conference number one spot. So – that's a guarantee, but everything else really is up for grabs. There's only a handful of teams that have been eliminated.
Right.
And with five games left, I mean, it is a cluster at the bottom.
The two teams ahead of the Penguins in the Metro, though, have clinched playoff spots, something that the Penguins have not done. I believe with a win tonight, they would clinch.
Yes. I believe they would, yes.
And the only better news than that would be that Evgeny Malkin has returned to practice, and he thinks he will be strong enough to go 100% in the postseason, which is important because the power play has been terrible as of recent.
Yeah.
And they're hoping that Malkin can help reinvigorate that when they get to the postseason.
Playoff Malkin. I mean, when playoff Malkin is playoff Malkin, it's one of the best. He's one of the best hockey
he's
players
one of the
out
best
there,
in the
honestly.
No
he's one of the
it.
Best in the postseason when he's on. And that's something that I'm excited for and hope looking forward to.
There's not much to say. I mean, we got to get through these three remaining games, which are not big division opponents in terms of head-to-head. But
the
points of them is still very important in terms of who
every point matters.
Where the Penguins will finish and who they will play.
And they're playing the Red Wings, correct? Is that what you said?
Two out of the next three, yeah.
They bottom team.
Red Wings. Yeah.
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
Drew a good schedule, but it raises the question why. The MLB does this too, where they like, you know, the end of the season is rigged to make it more exciting in terms of the schedule.
I like the MLB schedule.
If you have three games left, you should not be playing the same team two out of those three games. Imagine if that was an important division matchup.
But here's the thing for me that I like the MLB schedule is that the Pirates, like for example, they play the Brewers, the Reds, the Cardinals, Cubs at the end of the season. This is the Red Wings. I don't even think they're in their division.
No, they're not.
They're not. They're in the West, right? They're in the West Coast. I mean, they're the Western Conference.
That's a fair point.
I kind of found that a little weird.
Yeah.
I would expect them to at least the last like week of the season just play everybody on the East, and the West plays everybody in the West, but whatever. Schedule's a schedule.
I have nothing else to say. I mean, next week we'll know a lot more. We'll be getting into the postseason, and we'll finally be able to talk about the Penguins as a real full topic on this show, something that we haven't done through 20 episodes because we knew it was going to come down to this in the end. We knew they were going to come to this point, and now we're here, so we'll see what happens.
And now we're at our RMU Sports update. You got to pull up the RMU Sports update, and then we'll give our RMU Sports update going on.
It was a little sad when I had to delete the hockey and basketball bullets out of the rundown today. We've been talking about
them
for
a while.
So long,
yeah, I mean since the start last year, I'm guessing.
The men's basketball team did add a pair of JUCOs.
Did
so you could have kept
college
them in,
transfers, yeah.
Too late now though. We're already on softball. Softball.
Real quick, back to basketball. Any update on the Pettaway situation that you've heard?
Not that I've heard.
All right.
Not that I've heard of, but the team is trying to get Malik Pettaway. I don't know why I said mispronounced his name for a second. Malik Pettaway back for another year.
Okay.
On to softball. The softball team, they're 2-2 in the NEC, which is not too shabby for a team that struggled in non-conference.
Yeah.
Was it this past weekend? This past weekend they went 2-2 against the likes of Central Connecticut State, who they slept. And then got swept by Bryant. The team doesn't return home till next Tuesday. They got St. Bonaventure tomorrow in a doubleheader, and they got St. Francis on Saturday in a doubleheader as well.
Start of NEC play on Saturday, St. Francis.
I think if you had told that
NEC play has already been going
on. I'm sorry, yeah.
They would start the conference play 2-2, they'd be probably pretty happy with
that. I personally,
I mean, it's not like Central Connecticut State's the
I did watch them last year play them.
The next two games weren't that bad either.
No, I agree.
I did watch CCSU play them last year, and I remember CCSU was, I wouldn't say dominant, but they were clearly the better team between
the
two.
We'll see what happens.
Women's lacrosse beat Drexel this past weekend 13-10 for their best start
in non-conference history. They're 7-2, with the two losses coming to George Washington back in March 9th and Bucknell back in March 2nd. They've won four straight, and of course they had one game canceled to weather Duquesne. I was told that they'd try and make it up. Who knows? I haven't heard any developments on that, but I was told they would try and make it up. But they start non-conference play on Friday, and they're looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, this is a team that surprises. I said it week in and week out. This is the team that surprises me the most right now, and I'm very impressed with them, and I'm glad that they're doing successful, especially when the other lacrosse team, when we expected to be a top team, is kind of struggling.
They're not struggling this past weekend, though, as they defeated St. Joseph's 15-9. Of course, that is their first NEC victory of the year. They're 1-2 in the NEC, which is the struggling that Spencer alluded to. Combine that with a 2-7 record. So the team will take on Wagner on Saturday for a home game in the NEC before they would have two more non-conference games against Lehigh and Cleveland State, and then they will finish off the conference season against Bryant and Hobart.
Wagner, I believe, is bottom of the conference when it comes to lacrosse. They were kind of with Robert Morris when it came to like only one win on the season coming in last week. So this is a team that, you know, you got to beat if you're Robert Morris.
The RMU golf team shot 585 at the pass at the Alberta Coca-Cola Collegiate Invitational, came first out of 20 teams. So congrats to them. They were 8 strokes back on the final day. Ended up winning.
They were 8 strokes back on the final day?
Yes.
Wow, that's impressive.
Very impressive.
Yes, and they came back, and that was their second tournament win of the year. Their first tournament win was actually their first tournament, which happened of the school year, because it happened in 2018, September 24th, when they won Northern Kentucky Fall Classic. So 2 tournament wins for them this season for golf. And I believe that was all that happened this past weekend.
Yeah.
Men's lacrosse was off.
We covered them.
I apologize.
They beat St. Joseph's, which is crazy because that was last year's final. And
hey,
not a close game.
Maybe they'll turn it around after a great start.
I really do hope so.
Dakota, you still haven't put the Survivor music in the loop, man.
Think it's there.
No, it's not, buddy. It's not. I always have to search it. I always got to search it. But it's okay. You always make me do all the work. You know.
Well, the loser of the quiz show, you know, probably. Gonna have to do that this week.
Oh, did you
win? Dakota
won
the quiz show.
Did you win? Did you win though?
I didn't. You want me to go? You want me to walk over there? Which, by the way, again, the audience can't tell that I'm walking, and type it in or no?
Thanks for hitting play on that, Spencer. Appreciate it.
No problem. Doing all the work here.
By the way, if you guys still doubled your combined score, you'd still be losing.
Brutal
to me
week
one.
For Logan as he loses the quiz show and another player on Survivor.
Yes.
He is now the first person to lose 3 people off of his
Wait,
team.
Hold on. They actually got eliminated?
No,
you've had 3 at least.
So one is eliminated and 2 are on the edge of.
So Jill and Rick are still on. Rick's still on edge of his. I thought they brought them all back.
They did, but they then had the opportunity to go back to Edge of Extinction, which they all chose to do. And then approximately an hour later, Keith and Wendy decided, we regret this decision and we're actually quitting.
100. Okay, first of all, the decision to go to Edge of Extinction, smart, because you know they're just going to vote you right out again.
Well, no, that's not what I mean.
No.
They had a challenge with the people from Edge of Extinction. The winner of that challenge got to join the
merge. Okay, you confused me. I missed this week's episode.
Everyone else thought they were then eliminated, and Jeff told them, actually, you get to decide if you want to stay at Edge of Extinction and play again at the end of the game or go home. They all said, we're going back to Edge of Extinction. And then an hour later, Keith and Wendy said, we're quitting.
And you still don't think Joe's going to win? You know he's going to be.
This is the best case scenario.
He comes back at the end.
Yeah.
And he's going to win. Because at that point, you got to beat him. When he comes back, I mean, you can team up and vote him out, but you're going to have to beat him in the challenges.
We don't know.
He is pretty good at those challenges.
We don't know yet when the comeback will be. Some rumors are it's like at the very end, at final 3. If that's the case, and Joe just has to win one challenge and then is there.
And he was a very likable guy, too.
The Survivor forums are calling the rumors. I enjoyed last week's episode though a lot. I really
brutal
did.
For Wendy, man.
Brutal.
She was inches away from winning, and a great underdog story. And then
dropped the ball.
The merge?
Rick has to be unredded.
Yes.
So we're all at 2.
So I'm not at 3.
Well,
liars. Asterisk.
Anyway,
He'll be gone soon
Rick,
enough.
Rick
Don't
won,
worry.
But I was watching that challenge, and first off, it was hilarious how somehow always Keith and Reem are at the back of it. But at one point, Reem made a really big comeback, and she was very close to getting that ball into the hole up top. I was like, "Oh my goodness, she's gonna come back!" And then it fell.
So let's just go around the room. Are you shocked at all that Keith quit?
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not.
100% not. I still can't get over when he like took
moment.
The clue and ran.
My favorite.
Didn't even run. He quickly walked to the other side of the island.
They caught up with him. That's my favorite.
They caught up with him. He had like a 2 minute head start. He had like a minute head start, and they caught up with him right away.
But I thought they didn't care, though. They're just like, all right, yeah, well, he's
because they know he's an idiot. Because they know he's not going to win.
We know there is a serious injury in tomorrow night's episode, so we'll see what happens.
Really?
Wendy, yeah. Are you surprised Wendy quit?
No.
Not really, no.
I mean, I'm a little bit.
She seemed like she just
wanted to be there for fun. But then also, if she doesn't really care about the money, there's nothing really keeping her there when
she
doesn't
gonna
have
win
fun.
Anyway, so why put yourself through that?
So
that's how I look at
I'm,
it.
I'm a little bit more surprised than I am with Keith, because I'm not surprised at all that Keith quit. You could see that coming from the moment he said, "I can't swim," that he was going to quit. The guy can't swim, and he thought it would be a good idea to go on Survivor when all the challenges involve swimming in some way, shape, or form.
I found it hilarious, though, that I was sitting there, and I was like, that challenge to get back in didn't involve swimming at all. And I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. What if he comes back?
He didn't really even have a chance.
He got the ball thing really fast, though.
Yeah.
He had it down pat. He just couldn't. Yeah. He was just too late.
Any predictions on this week?
I could see Rick going.
I could see them taking Rick out again.
Because they're kind of fractured now, but they also just kind of teamed up and voted off the biggest threat now that they're merged, which was Joe. And so now go back to an easy decision, which is Rick doesn't really deserve to be here anyway. So.
I think I agree with you. I think Rick goes, and I don't think Rick goes to extension. I think he gives up.
Really?
I think he's the first person to not choose to go to the island.
See, I can see why, because if you get voted off of the second time.
Assuming we're not counting
there should
Keith
be a double
Wendy.
Jeopardy rule. You can't go to Edge of Extinction twice.
But I mean, even then, like, if you get voted off again, even if you get yourself back on, the other two or whoever are going to try and gang up on you and be like, yeah, I'm taking you out because you don't deserve to be here again.
Yeah.
I feel like. So, I mean, at that point, you might be like, well, I'm kind of out of luck, not going to be able to win, so I might as well leave. So I could see it, but I could also see him going right back to the Edge of Extinction.
Well, guys, it's Extinction on this week's episode.
This might be our fastest episode ever.
It probably is. We ended and started on time. Well, we ended a little bit off time, but... You know, thank you guys all for joining us for another episode of Sports with Carney featuring Dakota Lamb with special guest Spencer Witt. Unfortunately, I can't sign off with
real
me
quick,
talking
real,
about my record.
Real
but.
Quick, though, do we have any update on Little Big League?
I think I found a site that has the full script, but it requires further investigation.
Okay, are you sure? Okay, so we'll talk about that
I'm
after
about
this.
I'm about 80% confident.
And all right. That'll be coming up soon. You know, we're running out of time for that, so that'll be the biggest event of the year for Army Radio, like, other than, like, you know, half the stuff that goes on Army Radio.
Three more weeks of this show until the finale. Crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, just three more weeks till the finale. We will see you guys all next week. When it would just be 2 weeks then before the finale. So we'll see you all
I'm gonna cry.
1 week. Thank you all for joining us again. This has been Sports with Carney featuring Dakota Lamb with special guest Spencer Witt. New York City is a big town.